Hello, this is Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is Blessings from the Heart. The message for today I've entitled, God's Word Abides. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 24. For all flesh is like grass, and all the glory of man is like a flower or grass. The grass withers, and the flower fades, but God's Word abides forever. As we walk through a field in early spring, many times we will see the beauty of small flowers that have gone through the terror of frozen winter storms and snow and ice and turmoil, and now with the return of spring and the sun shining down upon the ground, the grass and the flowers suddenly spring to life, and there's beauty all around. That's a picture of what happens when God's Word is allowed to spring up within our hearts. Suddenly there is life. In a lifeless world, there is life in God's Word. God's Word is what abides. There may be times of trial, turmoil, strife, animosity, bitterness, anything that you can name that is contrary to the Word of God. It surrounds us, but God, filling us with His Word, gives us the ability to abide. I have been moved by the testimony that has been given by the lives of the saints across the ages that have sacrificed their life for the sake of Christ. I think of Stephen so long ago, a follower of Jesus, who was chosen to wait on tables, but he went beyond that and preached the gospel. His life was a testimony of the impressive life of Jesus that transformed this man from a server of tables to a servant of the Lord that proclaimed the Word of God. And as a result, it meant that he was an enemy of those that did not follow after Jesus. And they took his life by stoning him. But that had nothing to do with what he was receiving. He was receiving eternal life. You know, I have gained something from contemplating the life of Stephen. He died probably as a fairly young man. He died at the hands of those who rejected the message of love that he gave. They threw stones and took his life, but his life remains a testimony forever. And one of those men that stood there and watched and consented to his death was a man by the name of Saul, who became the Apostle Paul. I think there must have been times in Paul's life when he reflected back upon what happened that day when Stephen was stoned to death. He remembered, and now suddenly he was being stoned himself for the sake of Christ. You know, when we live for the Lord, it doesn't matter whether we die or whether we live for the Lord. None of us are going to get out of this world alive except we are raptured by Christ and taken out of the world. Other than that, it is appointed unto every single person who has ever been born that we must die. We must either be taken by death or by resurrection in the rapture. But the Word of God is true, and it is always there. Might we live in such a way that Jesus is seen in everything that we do and all that we say? Let us pray. Heavenly Father, as we come into your presence, Lord, our desire is to be like you. We know that your Word is something that we can rely upon. There are so many deceitful things in the world around us, But the Word of God is always true. It's always steadfast. It never changes. Might we have that steadfast, unchangeable love of God in our hearts and lives. And we pray this in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Blessings to our hearts. Walk with God today and bless others by your words and actions. This is Pastor Cecil.
Thank you for listening to Pastor Cecil's devotional today. If you wish to subscribe to his daily devotional emails, or read his devotional online, or hear him read the scripture for the day, please go to dailydevotional.com or pastorcecil.com.